think we all need a pep talk.
So what time it is? People 6:30 on our radio show.
I want to welcome to tune in to the Hope for All Radio Show, and I'm your host, broadcasting live every night at 3 p.m.
All right. Hopefully everybody's having a blessed evening. If you ain't or you're not, you already know God is still God through it all. God is still God. Yes, how y'all doing this evening? Hopefully everybody's doing good. We got a full board tonight on the call in and online. I thank you all for calling in, and I thank you all for signing online to follow and to listen to the show as we air. Tonight's topic is who's for you and who's not for you. I know we've all have dealt with this because I know it's very personal to me because that's what, you know, really came to the forefront when God was trying to, you know, do a work within me. It was time for him to remove some people who were blocking me from getting where I needed to go when it comes to doing his will. And that's one thing about God. If you don't move them, he'll move them for you. Because sometimes we can't see that we have people that we're surrounding ourselves by or entertaining or, whatever it is, and they have to go. They're not meant to be there because that's what it says. People are either for a reason or for a season. And sometimes, you know, we try to hold on to things. We try to hold on more than we should. So, you know, sometimes we just got to learn how to let go and let God guide us. You know what I mean? That's one thing when the Holy Spirit takes over, you know, it controls what you do. So you won't do the same things you used to do or, you know, speak the same way you used to speak about certain things. Your whole mind frame will be changed. It will be renewed, as well as your heart will be renewed. So just got to see. Everyone that's around you may not be for you. So you have to kind of be the judge of that. And in order to do so, you have to pray to God, ask God to guide you, and just ask God to show you, you know, because sometimes he'll definitely show you by a person's action. If they're for you, then they won't do anything that is going to be against you. So pretty much, you know, you got to watch a person's actions. Actions speak louder than words, and that is so the honest to God truth. Because I know sometimes we have some people who can say this and say that, and honey, who they sit there looking at you, you know what I mean, cross-eyed when you're asking them questions about their actions because it didn't match up with what their words were saying. So you just got to be careful, very cautious and careful when it comes to, you know, your words and how people interact with you. Excuse me. Most often, it's the closest person to you that are not truly for you, and that could be the truth on some certain people, not all people. That's one thing about this. It's not for everyone. Certain people, you know what I mean, that's the case, and certain people, it's not the case. It just depends on the kind of cards that you were dealt with in life, pretty much. Because that's one thing I've always say, and I continue to say, the last thing I'm going to do is to succumb to my circumstances. Same thing with anyone out there. Just know that all you have to do is put your trust in God, and he's an on-time God and a faithful God, and he will definitely sustain you through whatever you're going through, as long as you believe and as long as you trust him, and you make sure you praise his holy name. Then, honey, who you better believe, he got your back. He got your back. He got your back. So let's run this to the team, man, when it comes to who's for you and who's not. Now, that's one thing about this. Everyone is wearing a mask. Now, some people are like, what? Wearing a mask? What in the world is she talking about? Well, let me tell you what I'm talking about. When I say masks, everybody has masks, and they have deeper layers of masks because they put on so many different masks for so many different people. They just lose their identity under all those different masks that they're wearing. And, you know, sometimes the, not even that, the glitz and the glams and the fame, that'll get a person too and have them sitting there behind a mask with, you, with so much going on and just got this mask over, like, oh, everything's all right, everything's fine. When deep down inside, sometimes things are falling apart. Falling apart. So, you know, I'm just going to, people have to learn how to be content at times and humble. Oh, that's the number one thing, to be humble. Some people say, oh, I'm humble. They're not really humble, though. They just use the word and think they're humble because they psych themselves out. Because we can psych ourselves out now and be like, oh, yeah, I'm this, I'm this, I'm this. And, you know, it's nothing. So definitely have to be very cautious of, you know, what you're doing, what you're saying, how you're interacting with people, point blank. So you just know that everyone is wearing a mask. And don't get me wrong now. Every single one of us have flaws. Every one of us has flaws. No one is perfect. So if you find someone out there that pretty much don't have nothing, don't need nobody, I mean, she's cool, whatever case may be, you know she lying. He or she is going to be lying. No perfect person. That's all I'm keep saying. No perfect person, because there's no perfect person. No one is perfect. Everybody's going to make some type of mistake, some go through some type of challenges or changes. It's just up to us, our own self, me, myself, and I. You know what I mean? And with God, we all have to try to be, it seems like we all have to try to be someone else. But when God gets a hold of you, when God gets a hold of you, the layers of the mask peel it off. Until God can guide someone. Until God can guide someone. The woman or man, the woman or man intended, the woman or man intended you to be. God is trying to make you who he wants you to be. And that's truly it. He wants to birth what he has inside of you. So he's trying to groom you to who you are destined to be. So when I say groom you, that means that's why you're at the doctor's office, you're anywhere you got to go. I mean, just places, period. So, you know, you have to be on your P's and Q's at all times. So we just got to know, you know, the difference. So definitely got to know what the dealio is with that. And that's one thing we have to remember. God gives us the gift of choice. So we have to be very cautious. Now, I'm not sure if y'all heard me just now. I might need to repeat myself because I'm having like a glitch in my system, which I so hate because I haven't had one in so long. So, I'm so mad with this program right now, but that's all right. I'm going to keep on pushing because that's one thing about it. The devil don't want you to do God's work. He definitely don't want you. He'll try to stop anything, any type of way he can, but that's all right. I'm going to keep still steamrolling right on the head. That way, he won't win.
So it's oh my goodness. Y'all probably didn't even hear me. This thing wasn't going. I'm trying not to get upset or vexed because I know this was supposed to happen, but at the same time, really though, really, it's just ridiculous. It's super, super, super ridiculous. That's all right. I'm going to keep pushing. I'm going to keep striving. I'm going to keep on steamrolling right on ahead and let it do what it do, and it is what it is. So, you know, just keep in mind, I'm trying to fix this as we go along, but that's all right. I mean, if you can hear me, I hope you can. If you can't, I will definitely rebroadcast this one tomorrow evening. Okay, so that's good. I'm trying to interact on chat screen too also. Just see who can hear me, who can't. Okay, so I appreciate all the feedback that's coming in, because that's letting me know if you can hear me or if you can't hear me. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Because that's the last thing I want to have is to see that. But I'm going to still keep on talking, still keep on running. So hopefully it's fixed for the rest of the show, and I'm just going to go ahead and steam right on, roll ahead like nothing ever happened. That's what you got to do sometimes. Keep on pushing. Keep on pushing. So, I'm going, like I said, I'm going to keep rolling right on ahead. I thank you. And shout out to all those on the call log. Shout out to the ones that's on the chat line and on the internet. So I appreciate it. Everyone is tagging and sharing. So thank you for tagging and sharing. Please do the same. Tag and share. Don't matter who it is. What is so. Like I said, I'm seeing right on along, you know. We're just talking about, you know, God and how he, So, to be fair, I'm so upset with this program today. I don't know what's going on. It just keeps cutting me off, and I'm just like, oh, really? But that's all right. That's all right. So it can keep cutting me off all the ones in. I'm still going to keep talking. I'm still going to do what I got to do. Nobody worry about that foolishness. So anyway, like I keep trying to say, because I keep seeing blinks out when I say the word so quick. It's just crazy how you can't even sit there and try to do the right thing on the radio, and they still try to block you off. They sent me an email back and everything. So you got to go after that peace of mind. Got to go after that peace of mind. That peace of mind lies in who only? God and Jesus. That's where that peace of mind lies. Just hoping and praying. You got to keep hoping. You got to keep hope alive, point blank. That's an inevitable. Hope is key. It's a must. You got to keep hope alive. Without hope, you have no trust. So, you know, we have to... That's one thing we got to remember. We have to remember that God allows us to have grace and mercy. His blessings have to take heed to what is going on around us. Have to get definitely got to figure out what is going on this evening. I'm so upset. I'm definitely going to, my apologies, because I'm definitely going to re-record this episode tomorrow so you can have it, because this doesn't make any sense. I just keep seeing that the screen keeps going black on me. That's how you know the devil doesn't want me to say what I have to say, but the devil is a liar. That's all right. I'm going to say what I got to say, regardless of whatever. So, I'm going to keep starting from the top. That makes no, it makes no sense. None whatsoever to me. So, either way, I'm not sure what's going on with this thing. So, like I said, I'm just going to, you know, re-record tomorrow because I've been sitting here talking the whole time. And that's why I said you got to watch out for people, even that the messages. I'm definitely skeptical of him because it's like, ooh. So if I'm just gonna end this for further ado, and then we're So, I'm sorry with this radio recording, but I will definitely re-record for you because, I mean, I can't get it to work for me. I'm so sorry. My apologies to all my listeners and my followers and my ones on Instagram, but this is not working the way it's supposed to be. So, I thank you for being with me, but I'm going to sign off early because this is. Thank you. So, like I said, this episode of